the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
In our busy and hurried lives, it can often be difficult to take the time to enjoy and focus on the food we're eating. But slowing down and becoming more aware of our food helps us to have healthier eating behaviors. I'm Emily Yip. In light of National Nutrition Month, registered dietitian nutritionist Jamie Na joins me today to talk about mindful eating and its benefits. She's also a clinical assistant professor of nutrition and dietetics at Missouri State University.
Mindful eating is really being present when you are consuming any of your meals or snacks. It's really about attunement to the body and how you perceive the foods you're eating. I think what happens a lot is when people are eating foods, especially when they're focusing on their health and well-being, you hear, oh, I just have to shove this down, the salad I'm eating, even though I don't like it, it's good for me. Gosh, life's too short to eat food you don't like, right? And so that mindfulness with eating is tuning in to your food when you're eating it, thinking about the textures, the flavors, the smell, the aroma of the food, and how it hits your palate, how it hits your tongue. So really just being present while you're eating and focusing on how that experience is for you.
You don't have to eat mindfully all the time, but find opportunities to do so to make mealtimes more meaningful.
It's hard to make it practical to be able to do this with every single meal. But I think knowing that there are opportunities through the day to be able to do that and say, when is the best time for me to tune in to what I'm eating and plan for that? So not putting such a high expectation to eat mindfully every single meal, but finding time to do that somewhere throughout the day just builds more attunement. And as we get more attuned to what we like and what we don't like, we find that we get more satisfaction in our foods when we eat mindfully. So by slowing down, chewing more, focusing on the foods that we do enjoy, we find that we get that satisfaction in our meals, which makes us feel more full for longer, and it helps us choose foods that we connect with.
Na explains how to practice mindful eating.
I would say anytime you're starting something new is to start small and make a reasonable goal for yourself and really just experiment with it. Have fun with it. It doesn't need to be a chore. It should be fun. If you have a family, involve the kids. You might take a snack, maybe like an orange or maybe something that you haven't tried before, maybe experimenting with a new food, and just sit down and set some time to like smell it, right? So before you even eat it, just smell the food. Does it smell good? What do you notice about it? And then go ahead and like start eating it. Maybe if it's an orange, you're peeling it, you're noticing how that smell changes, what it makes you feel, and then taste it. And what is the first sensation you get? What are the textures? As you can think about doing this process, it might sound like it's going to take a really long time, or it'd be kind of weird to do. And I think that's normal. So, you know, it doesn't have to be such a production every single time you eat. Sometimes it might be just like, oh, I'm going to focus on the texture, or oh, I'm going to focus on the flavor, or, you know, something like that. Pick something that works for you. Maybe it is once a week you're going to tune in really deep to eating this type of food. Or maybe it's you're going to pick a smaller goal for more throughout the week. But I think it needs to be really individualized with a goal of being curious. Curiosity is just that core piece of mindful eating, just being curious with how you react to the food that you're eating.
How does mindful eating contribute to overall health and well-being?
When we are attuned to our food and we think about not only the food as we're eating it, but after we eat it, how does it make us feel? And that's part of mindful eating too. It's not just the process of eating and finding foods that we enjoy that are also nourishing, but it's finding how our bodies react and feel after we eat certain foods. And I think as we do this more, we get really attuned to the fact that when we eat nourishing foods in a way that we like them, we feel better. And when we just are kind of mindless about it, or we're eating foods that might be a fun food, but it might not be so nourishing, and we're eating those a lot, they're a big part of our diet, maybe we don't feel so great. Or maybe we get a spike in energy, but then we crash and we're tired and sleepy. So tuning in to not only the enjoyment you get out of the foods you're eating, but also how does that food make you feel after you eat it?
That was registered dietitian nutritionist Jamie Na from Missouri State. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.